Daydream Believers with L and L. L, how the hell are ya?
I'm really well. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Had one of those weeks where just, you know, my shoulder hurts.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah, those weeks where your shoulder really hurts.
Yeah. I feel them quite often, to be honest with you. I'm falling apart.
Emergency. I think I am falling apart.
Oh,
Eskimo Joe. Yeah.
Who doesn't love some Eskimo Joe?
Yeah. Well, I certainly do. Anyways, my shoulder really hurts because lately I've had to sleep in my son's bed because we're having some sleeping troubles. Woohoo. I always feel the need that I have to face him.
Oh, when you're doing cuddles.
Yeah. not just the cuddles, but just like sleeping time in general. Mm-hmm. I always feel like I have to face him, and I'm a side sleeper, so I'll sleep on my left shoulder all the time because I'm always facing him that way. And it just freaking hurts.
Really? So when you sleep in your usual bed, is it usually your other side is your usual side?
No, the thing is I'll swap.
Oh, you'll switch side to side.
I'll go side to side. Whereas I'll go side to side.
From side to side.
But in this instance, I feel the need that I should be facing him all the time. That way if he wakes up, I'm like,
yeah.
And I'll just tap him and he goes back to sleep. But I feel weird to turn around and have my back to him.
It does feel weird. Like, I used to have this thing before I went to sleep where I was very cautious of which side I was facing, even if it was a more uncomfortable side, because I was just trying to work out, like, if an intruder came into my room, which side do I need to be facing to, like, protect myself?
I could never choose
between the door or the window. Which one is more important to be staring at?
Right. Probably the door.
You'd think that too, but windows are scary. I have my bedroom window used to be at the front of my family house.
Yeah.
So like if
you
someone
moved
was
it?
No, like as in to. Where I used to live. Oh. Yeah, like at mum's place. So
I'm like, where did it go?
Yeah, we moved the window. If someone was to walk like even into my house, I would be able to hear them from the window or see the lighting kind of change from the window. So I felt like the window was more important. However, obviously the door is physically more important.
Yes.
But I was just, I feel like almost every night of my childhood, I had this dilemma in my head, like which side? Yeah.
I have this thing going on in my brain right now because my house is on a road, every other house.
Yes.
I have this fear that a car's going to hit my window.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because my window was on the side of the street.
Yeah.
Like windows normally are to houses.
Yeah.
And I get scared that a car's going to come and crash to my window.
Because it's happened.
It's happened.
I know people it's happened to.
It's happened. So that's the fear that I go through.
Yeah.
Two.
Yes. I have the most irrational fears like that as well. Don't stress. I actually have the same thoughts, and I live in a double-story house, and I'm scared it's going to somehow fly up into my...
I'm sure it can happen.
No, I'm sure.
I'm sure it can happen.
It probably has.
See, all of this reminds me of, like, 80s horror movies.
It really does it? How?
You know, you never know what could happen in an 80s horror movie.
Yeah.
What's the one about the car, Christine?
For reference, I do not watch horror movies, so these are going to be lost
to me. Stephen King book.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
As are most movies.
It's like a possessed
scary.
Car.
I
think. I'm pretty sure.
Christine is the name of the car?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe. I haven't read the book.
Okay.
Nor seen the movie.
Okay. All right.
I know
topic.
The premise.
Makes sense. Was Stand By Me a Stephen King book? I think it was. I feel like I heard someone saying that like he thought that was the most, like the best done movie to actually like represent the book.
Yes.
However, he didn't think much of the movie.
Yes.
Which is so odd.
He doesn't think much of a lot of the movies
that
I make.
Heard
he
that
hated
too.
The Shining.
Really?
He hated it.
Hated it.
Hated it, I say. He told me.
Kubrick
changed a lot of what happens.
From the book, obviously.
From the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the ending is so different. It's like the opposite of what happens.
Hmm.
In Zebok.
See, I've not watched it, not read it. I can't really get into it. Stand By Me, yes, can get into because it's not really a horror movie.
Mm.
But the others, yeah. But you know what horror movie I would watch? And I think
really?
I may have watched it in the past.
Oh.
Zapotha. I think I watched it with like my parents when I was a little kid.
Oh my god, Zapotha's like my favorite 80s film ever.
Really?
Yeah. You know what, Elle? You kind of look like the chick from Zapotha.
Do I actually?
Yeah.
Oh, I have actually been told that before, but yeah. I can't see it that much.
Yeah, you got that beady little eyed thing.
Yeah,
that,
really?
Because you got beady eyes.
Beady eyes. You're just saying that because you clearly don't have beady eyes.
What?
You wouldn't say.
With my bug eyes. No, I'm just kidding. We might as well talk about our guest today, speaking of Zapotha.
Oh, yeah. The famous soundtrack of Zapotha was done by a wonderful, wonderful person named Emily Jeffrey.
Emily Jeffrey has taken TikTok by storm with this movie, Zapotha, that does not exist, or does it exist?
It does exist.
We'll never know. It exists.
It exists. Yeah. It exists in a
now
world.
Now it does.
A world created by TikTok.
TikTok. Seriously, what a crazy thing that Emily has done.
I know.
She actually rocked one corner of TikTok.
Oh, for sure.
And people were losing their mind. To the point where you had bands actually making TikToks about it, like Tears for Fears.
I know! That was so cool.
Like, that is insane.
That is insane, insane. I found it really cool that, like, so for those who don't know, Emily actually makes beautiful, amazing music. All yes. from her phone, by
all
the way.
All from her phone. Just
it
freaking
blows
crazy.
My mind. And she has an album called Soundtrack to an 80s Horror Movie.
Yes.
Which
very clever.
Is very clever, very mm-hmm. cool, and actually fits the music so well.
It actually sounds like it came straight out of, for the more common viewers today, Stranger Things.
Yes. Definitely yes. feels like that yeah. vibe. It gives me like Goonies kind of energy as well.
Goonies. Yeah. Yeah.
Like a weird science kind
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah.
80s movie.
She basically got her followers to start like a comment trend.
Yeah.
To comment on any other TikTok video to say like, oh, you look like the chick from Zapotha.
I saw it on so many TikToks, like so many like proper like makeup influencers, and I'd go to their comments and be like, and then being like, who are you talking about? Every
who
time I look up this movie, all I hear is a soundtrack. And I'm like, yes, excellent.
And she just created this whole thing where everyone was confused. Is Zapotha real? Isn't it real? Who knows? To the point where Netflix actually posted a TikTok, and it was of like the ending of the last season of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And it basically said, Zapotha walked so Stranger Things could run
that is
up that hill. It was amazing.
Run up that hill.
Up that hill.
Run up that hill.
Oh. And we get to speak to Emily today in this episode. We're so excited for you guys to hear it. She is just an amazing, amazing person.
Full of life, full of like just beautiful like goodiness.
Oh,
I love it
God.
So much.
She was amazing to talk to.
Yeah, very, very, it just felt like we were talking to someone we've spoken to our yeah. whole entire life, which was just such a nice refreshing feeling as well.
Yeah, it's so nice yeah. when it's like that.
It is. It's beautiful. I like it quite a bit. That is not us mocking your accents for the people
yes.
listening from the UK. We just really have a problem with
we
going
have a
in
problem.
And out of accents.
Yes, we have a deep, deep, serious problem.
Yes.
Okay, shall we get on to the episode?
Please, let's.
All right. We'll be right back with Emily. Yeah, I feel like I'm just watching like a 10-minute long TikTok right now.
Yeah.
I'm just so used to seeing you on my
Yeah,
phone.
I know. I know. When you popped up, I'm like, ah, oh, a familiar face.
I'm like, yeah, I was like, Emilia, you're very comforting.
Yeah.
Your face.
My room is so small, so I'm always just sat in this corner. Like when I've been on calls with people and stuff, they're always like, oh my God, it's the wall. And it's like,
the
I'm
wall.
Not going to show you any other wall because they're yeah. all, this is the only nice part of my room.
It is oh a very
God.
Nice part, though.
It is so nice.
It's so well decorated.
You guys, thank you so much. Oh my goodness.
Okay, so we like to do this or that just to help get things flowing, what? Get things started.
Okay.
And we are so excited because it's slightly 80s themed, this one.
Hell yeah, dude.
So let's jump straight into it. Okay, I always get really excited over these. Okay. Madonna or Cyndi Lauper?
Ooh, okay.
Tell us. I like it.
Madonna.
We need reasoning. Give us. I need
tell
reasoning
us,
for all
tell
the
us
time.
Why.
Cyndi Lauper is so glittery and sparkly, and I have loads of songs of hers that like make me, you know, really happy and light and feel really fuzzy. But like, Madonna is Madonna. You know, Madonna
nice.
Is Madonna.
So,
like
she's
so
iconic.
Iconic. I want everything that she's ever done ever. I want to do that. She's amazing. I love her.
Yeah, she really is untouchable
yeah.
when you think about it. Because I love Cyndi Lauper so
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
But now thinking about it, in terms of, like, someone that, like, if you think of a female artist that, like, literally just sets a standard of iconism. It's her.
Oh, it is her.
She's, yeah, she's just amazing. She's so, like, just, like, even down to, like, things like clothes. Just, like, just, yeah. just when you can make a statement just with what you're wearing. Like,
yeah, just those sunglasses. I know. She's made a statement even at this age now.
I know, I know.
Yeah.
And plus, there's the whole that. There's the whole 80s Madonna look.
Yeah.
Yes.
That so many mirrors. People base their look of.
Like, exactly.
My mum looks like Madonna in the 80s. You know what I mean?
This boy I had a crush on in primary school. His mum looked exactly like Madonna. And I think I liked him because his mum looked like Madonna. But it was a thing. People definitely based their look off of that.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
Cindy as well. Don't get me wrong. Definitely Cindy as well.
Yeah.
And I get what you mean. Certain Cindy songs hit very differently for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
I think I'm going to have to agree with Emily and say Madonna.
Yeah. If it was a personal choice. Yeah. If it's in general, like, of this or that based on, like, societal, yes, Madonna. Mm-hmm. But based on me personally, I feel more connected to Cindy.
Right.
Yeah.
I totally get you.
Right. Yeah. Next one.
So you didn't really give me an answer.
I'm going to go Cindy.
Okay. Yeah.
Based on just, I like to be
yes. It's like, I
can't, like, time after time hit me in a very different way when I was like 10.
Time
I can't
after
not.
Time.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, this one's a tricky one, in my humble opinion. Cool. Take On Me versus Never Gonna Give You Up.
I don't know. I have no idea how I'm supposed to pick between those. If we're going by, like, not just, like, the memes, and also, like, we really delve into, like, the artistry a little bit.
Oh, yes,
Take On
Me's
music video is so cool.
Top tier,
it's, like,
yeah?
So cool. So, but I don't want to, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what's catching me, right? Like, I'm like, yes, Take On Me probably is the right choice, but then I keep hearing, like, we've known each other for so long. And that's like, yeah, it's taking it, it's like swaying me.
The hard thing is that they were the first two songs that I had on my MP3 player.
Oh my God.
Right? They were the first two 80s songs that I ever had, and I remember saying to my mum, I like 80s music now because I had those two songs.
Yeah,
so,
like,
that was
really
the whole
hard. It's really hard to pick the difference.
They are so, it's really tricky. I don't know. I don't know. I actually don't know. I reckon I'll say Take On Me purely because of the music video, because I have nothing else is, like, they're both, like, so iconic. They're so good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree with you because I could watch that music video time and time again.
Yeah, but then you also got, Rick Astley dancing.
Yeah, with the giant microphone. Oh, it is.
And he looks, the voice does not match the man.
Yes, I remember the first time I watched that. I was like, what? That's what he looks like?
He looks kind of like, I don't know, like Irish maybe? I don't know.
Yes,
Yeah, very true. I feel like we can give that as a tie, but I think we're all leaning to Take On Me for the music video.
Yeah, I think Take On Me because I think that's the first one that I liked. Mm. It's the first one that I had heard because of Family Guy.
Wait, it was the...
Do you remember Brian sings Take On Me?
In... She's just pissing herself.
What? I'm just speaking my truths here. Oh, no, does he sing Never Gonna Give You Up?
I think he sings Never Give You Up. I don't think he sings Take On Me because I'm like, I've never heard Brian sing.
I think I'm getting
That's beautiful. That is a beautiful way to find a song.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that.
I mean,
it's amazing.
Family Guy introduced me to a lot of my greatest passions in life.
Word. I respect it.
I love that.
ABBA versus Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this one's hard. Do you know why we put this in there? Because I watched this TikTok the other day where this girl was saying that she judges people's personalities based off of their answer to this question. Like, you're either a Fleetwood Mac person or an ABBA person. And I actually was like, I don't know which one I am.
It's like Beatles or Rolling Stones. It's like the same comparison.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think I know more ABBA songs.
Yeah, still, it's hard not to.
Fleetwood Mac is so airy and nice, and like you listen to it and you're like, you feel safe and cozy, and it's
you just want to be with you everywhere. It's like,
yeah,
so nice.
I want to be with them everywhere.
very good, Elle.
Saying ABBA makes me feel awful because I love Fleetwood Mac too. I love them,
that's how I feel too. I can't pick.
I'm very happy that you're having a hard time with this. It makes me very happy.
I don't know. I'll say ABBA because I want to make the little me proud. Because in primary school, or I don't know what it's called in Australia, but like
it's primary school, yeah. Before,
in primary school, yeah,
yeah,
we not elementary.
Yeah, elementary school. I dressed up for, we had like a talent show, and I would always do it because I was a theater kid, and I don't know if I should be proud of that, but I should
be proud.
And so I was down there and I was like, yeah, I want to do this. And I sung Dancing Queen and I had the whole outfit. I like was proper decked out. I had a bandana. I had the like long, amazing like sleeves, and I didn't win. I didn't win, which is so horrible.
That's a lot of effort. I know.
I looked fantastic. Okay, I looked great. And I was like 8, 9 years old and I was singing my heart out and it didn't sound good, but like everyone else was so boring.
Media,
I should have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, come on, audience. I was like clapping, get everyone to clap.
Oh, that's
so sweet.
Loving
it. It was
that
so
is
good.
So cute.
That you should have won that. I don't care. I'm feeling like some kid on the piano beat you, and that doesn't, they should not have.
That's rigged.
I don't know if it was that same year, but 1 year I did it. It might have been later. I don't think it was that year, but I did it every year. Someone beat me doing the cup song.
Oh, the like,
I know.
The Anna Kendrick thing.
Oh, come on, that's
seen it
lame.
Before, so they thought it was original.
No.
I know.
How dare they?
That is so
That's
lame.
Hard to lose. Yeah, is everyone could do that. Not me, I but know. Everyone else.
I know.
Like, oh, the cup song.
Yeah, I would be too.
Yeah. Good on you for having the like the confidence to go to talent shows
balls.
As a kid. I did not have the balls.
I had no
when
balls.
We used to have to do like at school camps, we'd have like talent shows and I would quite literally pretend I needed to pee to just run away. And just avoid
it. I've got diarrhea. Oh, like, I've got to just run. Gotta go.
Dude, but that was me like the whole of secondary school though. It just disappeared. All of my confidence disappeared and then I just kind of starting to get it back again. Like I look at videos of me when I was 8 and I'm like, well, how did I do any of that? I don't know. You have no concept of anything really when you're that age, and so it's like
so
nobody
much
cares.
Easier when you're a kid.
Yeah. It's so true. Is. Yeah, you're not really aware of like the soul hasn't been crushed at that point to like be aware of like what everyone else is thinking. And then high school's like, oh god, everyone's watching me at all times.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So we all agree, ABBA.
We're going to go with ABBA. And you mentioning the costumes, they're not even costumes, they're outfits.
Outfits.
But you mentioning their outfits, like, I think sways me even further that way because it's just, it's actually insanely, they've got the whole
plus
package.
Plus is like the movies, Mamma Mia.
The movies do help as well.
Meryl
Streep. Amazing.
You got Meryl Streep singing your songs. So.
I love Meryl Streep.
Oh my god, me too. We know you like The Weeknd.
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Maybe we stalked your Instagram.
No.
No way.
Yes, my dad. So, the next one is Selena Gomez or Bella Hadid.
Oh my goodness. I don't know. I don't know much about the drama, to be fair. Like,
neither
I don't
we.
Really
neither.
Know.
Maybe we were just
if
like,
was drama. We just know that he
dated both of them. So we're like, let's pop them in there.
Yeah. Let's add some beef.
I'm not sure what's going on with them, but I feel like Bella Hadid gets quite a bad rap. She's going through quite a bit of shit at the moment, like with can I say that on here? I don't know if I can.
Oh, you can swear for sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're Aussies over here.
But yeah, like I don't know what it was, but she has like an illness, and like she's trying to get through it.
Oh,
and people are being so
it?
Horrible to her.
Yeah.
Is it lupus?
Is it?
I think
lupus?
Her,
something like that.
Do her and Selena have, do her and Selena have the same illness, or is it the, there might be slight, or they both start with L, maybe?
I don't know.
It might be. It's something like that. Definitely begins with L.
Definitely starts with L, yeah.
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 But yeah.
But people are pretty cruel to her. And even like the amount of like videos that there are where they use her as the example when they're trying to like pull apart how celebrities are fake.
Yeah.
They always use her face as an example. And it's like, that's so mean.
What, after watching the videos of how she grew up, it's like, just give her a break.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. But Selena Gomez, like, everyone loves Selena Gomez at the moment. I don't know what's going on with her. Is it Hailey Bieber? Like, they're, like, beefing or whatever.
Yeah, whatever for the babes, yeah.
So
yeah.
much stuff going on.
That's it. I feel like it's also hard. These ones have been harder than most that we've done for
I
this
know,
or that.
Everyone has always found these easy.
Yeah, because, yeah these ones are actually quite difficult because I can't really pick between the two because I, like...
I know. I mean, as a musician, I feel like I should pick Selena Gomez just because, like, musical... people maybe I don't
musical
know
people supporting musical people
nah yeah. I feel like Word. You can support anyone you want yeah. it's okay
I understand
yeah.
that
yeah
I think I'm gonna go with Bella Hadid mostly nice. Because when I was a kid growing up I so yeah. desperately wanted to be a model but
yeah
I'm nice. Only 5'1"
so no
was not blessed with the height so that didn't happen for me so I'm just living through
her life.
Bella Hadid.
Yeah.
I feel that. So I'm going to pick Bella Hadid. You. Even though I love Selena.
She's, yeah. Yeah. They are both great. It's very difficult. I reckon I'll say Selena just because music. I mean, I've not listened to a lot of her stuff, but I know of her stuff and I've listened to like the main songs and she's pretty good. She's pretty good. She seems like a nice person. So I've been speaking with a bunch of different like major labels. And one of they've been talking to me about like different celebrities and like how I can deal with like this the shit that I've been getting online because it's been a little bit difficult.
Oh,
and like apparently, yeah, but apparently Selena Gomez hasn't been logged in. I don't know if I can say this. It's fine.
Yeah.
She hasn't been like logged in to her like socials for like I don't remember how long, but it's been years. She's not been logged into any of her social accounts. She has no idea what's going on really right now. She will like record videos and send them off to people and they'll like green light them or red light them and they'll get posted. She's not online.
Wow. That makes so much sense why for based on the Hailey Bieber stuff, why it took so long for her to write like an apology for like don't give anyone hate because she probably wasn't even aware to some extent.
Have a clue.
I feel like that is a pretty good strategy, to be honest. I feel like that is a good strategy.
That is such a good... I would do the same thing.
Yeah, I think I would.
I don't blame her.
Yeah, has it been really tough since the fit, like... Yeah. TikTok is a harsh place.
It is. Everyone... I mean, Instagram's been my safe little space. Everyone on there, like, really gets on with me, which is really cool. But, yeah, so everyone that, like, diehard fans, like, they've moved over to Instagram and they're like, yeah, we're all... pals but on TikTok everyone is just I mean because as opposed to like as a hashtag that silly little fake movie has got like I want to say like over 240 million views just the hashtag.
Oh my god,
it's so huge. And because it's so big there are like inevitably people that are like oh I'm too cool to like this or like this has already been done on Tumblr like
oh yes I saw that. Ugh. I was like go away people.
It's just not that deep, is it?
Yeah, I did see a few, actually, now I think about it, I did see a few people that were just making videos that were just, like, again, creating drama just for the sake of TikTok and just trying to... People that are just unhappy with, like, other people's success, unfortunately.
Yeah,
and
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it just...
And it's just like, oh, I can't believe you're promoting your own music. It's like, yeah.
That's the whole thing. Of course
I am.
Yeah.
No fucking shit. What do you expect me to do?
It's just, it sucks because someone said this to me and I was like, yeah, you're so right. It was like, God, I can't remember what it was word for word, but it was along the lines of like, people want you to be a very specific level of successful. Like they want to gatekeep you. If you get too big, they'll like, you're not this like, you're not, they want you to be struggling. They want you to be a struggling, independent, like, person. Because, you know, you can't be with any big corporations or anything because then you're too mainstream.
Yeah, and then you've changed.
You've changed and you're not just you anymore. You're, like, a big business and you're not unique and authentic. But none of that's true. None of that's true. You can still be unique and authentic and have people, like, a team that's helping you because it's a career. But, yeah, people just... I hate gatekeeping so much. It's so stupid. It's so dumb. Just your artists, if you love artists so much, if you have a favorite artist, don't you want them to be successful? Like, why would you? I see people in comments of like other people I really like, and they're like, oh yeah, I'm gatekeeping you forever. I'm gatekeeping this song. No one's gonna know about it except for me. And it's like, but you said that you love them. Like, they want to do well. Like,
exactly. Just, like, let them flourish. Oh, let them do well.
Yeah.
Let them do well so they can keep creating. Yeah. Like, it doesn't make any sense. So the hate that you've been receiving, has it been, like, through comments mostly, or have been people making a lot of TikToks
about it's been, Zapotha? It, yeah, a bit of everything. It's been a bit of everything. Like, I don't really mind, like, digs at, like, my parents and things like that. Or, like, you know, I mind, but, like, I'm not. They don't know me, and like, they're never gonna come up to me in person and be like, "Oh, you look ugly." Like, no one does that. And if they did, it wouldn't affect me because it'd be so like, just yeah. And it's just, but it's when people, like, because there have been posts that people have made that are just lies, and you just it's just like, oh my god, this is like, there was one that I saw. Apparently, Zapotha isn't my idea at all, and it's the idea of some TikToker that I follow. His name's Calvero. He's fantastic. I think he's brilliant. And he did this thing where he made like a fake TV show to like promote his music, and I've been following him and I think he's fantastic. But like, the two aren't linked. Like, my thing is based off of this thing on Tumblr called Gontrov that, like, I mentioned earlier on. And like, it's not like a complete copy because it was rehashed to promote my music and I made like a comment based trend out of it. But it's just because me and this guy are friends, some people, he's also come out and been like, yeah, no, she didn't do that. We talk all the time. Like, it's fine. But people just ran with it. Like, and there was a video I saw that was like, oh, she's a creativity leech. Like, she's horrible. Like, none of her stuff is her own. And I just felt really discredited and it really bummed me out. And the comments are full of stuff like, oh, yeah, she doesn't even make her own art. She doesn't even do this. And it's like,
oh, those are the ones I was I'm like, calm down, people. Like, it bothered me so much watching some of the videos I watched when I first found you. Because, like, obviously, once you watch one thing, it shows you each side. Yeah, so you can choose your side of what TikTok shows you. At the end of the day, people that are saying stuff like that, like, anything that is creative, like, even music itself started from one person's idea. And if it wasn't for someone else liking that idea and then shifting it into what was true for them, then we wouldn't have any musicians and any artists. We'd have one person and no one else is allowed to do that one thing that person did. That's ridiculous.
Like, I mean, I've had lots of people, like, it's not just this one guy. Like, it's been loads of people that have been trying to promote their music in a similar way. And it's like, some of these people I didn't even know. Like, I couldn't name them, like, right now. So it's in my head. How would I have even done that? Like, it's just so frustrating because it's at the end of the day, it's just not that deep, is it?
It's really not. It's just from your point of view, like, it's probably just a post that you made one day.
Yeah.
And it's just turned into this whole big thing. But it's like what Elle was saying before. It just goes to show, like, everything that these people are doing reflects nothing on you. It reflects 100% on 100%. Them. They obviously have something going on in their lives where they have trouble witnessing success happen to someone else. I want to say to you is never let those people talk down what you have created for yourself. You make fantastic music. And no one can talk that down.
Yeah.
No one. No matter what they say, no matter what lies they come up with, you make the music at the end of the day.
Yeah. And that's what made it so big.
And it's fantastic.
It is your art that, at the end of the day, that is why this actually has gone as big as it is, because it's literally perfectly placed and perfectly
It's just perfect. And not only that, you did it on your fucking phone.
That is insane.
Blows my mind.
Thank you.
Okay, that is actually insane.
I think the reason that, like, the lies kind of upset me is because it's like, you know, like, I've, you know, this is all relatively new to me. And so it's like, I'll be scrolling through and I'll see something about, not that I'm a celebrity, but I'll see something about a celebrity that I like. And it's like, ah, they did this thing. And then the comments all seem really convincing. And I'm like, oh. And then I don't really read into it that much because it's just a post. I'm like, oh, I guess they did this thing. And it's like, that means so many people that could have really liked me don't like me now because of something that isn't true. And it's like such a bummer because I want to grow my community because everyone in the community at the moment is so cool and creative and they're dressing up. And it's like, that could have been more people. But there are people that are ruining it. And it's like, why do you need to ruin things? I think the only time, like, I've ever, the only thing that I can think that would ever annoy anyone was when I, like, used, like, there's a picture that's kind of floating around or whatever that's of, like, it's like an AI-generated, like, car, like, purple thing, and it's, like, the poster people are using. And I used that in the background to announce that I was doing a film competition because I thought that was, like, the, just the poster people were using for the movie. And, like, I'm not making any money off of it or anything, but, like, that's the only time I've ever done something that wasn't mine. And I, like, made it clear that it wasn't mine, too. So I just reading stuff like that and being, just having people be like, oh, she's awful and, like, all of her stuff is fake. It's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. I'm really struggling to get over it. And it's so stupid that I am struggling to get over that because I'm never going to meet these people. It just sucks. But ultimately, I kind of look for it. You kind of find yourself looking for the negative things because you want to know what people think of you. You just kind of do. Like, I don't necessarily Google, like, you know, I hate Emily Jeffery. But, like, I'll have a little browse of what people think. And when I come across the negative ones, they always just kind of stick more than the positive ones.
Of course, yeah.
With everything in life, it sometimes feels that way.
Yeah. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I think it makes sense. Like, it obviously makes a lot of sense, the approach that people like Selena Gomez have, where they are just not on social media. It makes a lot of sense.
I get it. I totally get it.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also want to say, though, that it's not stupid that you're feeling the way you're feeling. Like,
not at all.
It's not a stupid thing to feel that way, because I think a lot of people would feel that way. And just because it's natural to just want to feel included and want to feel like you belong, and that any person that tries to make it feel like, kind of like that your reality is, like, taken away from you, like they get to write the story of your reality, is, like, really, it's a really confronting feeling. And it's, like, it's putting imposter syndrome on someone that doesn't need to be feeling imposter syndrome. Even when it comes to, like, people, I know what you mean when you're saying, like, people can stroll past, and it's so easy for us to, like, look up, like, Joe Jonas and his wife are separating, like, and watch one video and think we know everything, right? It's easy to then assume that people are just getting that information from that one video, and they're going to base their whole opinion on you off that one video. And reality is that maybe they will, but maybe the next day they go on TikTok, they find another video about you, and they're like, you know what, actually this is really cool. Like, the amount of people that I've watched, like, I've had an opinion on just because we all kind of do it, like, one time, and then, like, maybe a few weeks later I see more information about that person, or I see a different video of that person, I'm like, wait, I actually love this person.
Yeah.
Like, this person's actually really entertaining, and I'm not going to pay attention to the other thing that I saw. But it doesn't mean that it's taking away from the community that you're going to build, because the right people will find you regardless.
Yeah. I mean, from what I've seen, like, I haven't personally seen a lot of the negative side of what's happened to you with Sapotha and everything. But I can see that there's a lot of people who are supporting you, which is amazing.
Yeah.
It's been so cool. Like, my account got hacked.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
That was crazy. But I made, like, a new account, thinking, like, just in case, like, I don't get my account back, I should probably start making a new one. Yeah. And that's got, like, 24,000
followers on it. Oh,
my God,
I saw that. Yeah. That is
crazy.
So cool.
That's insane.
Like, everyone came over and they were like, hey, like, that account's only existed for, like, a week. And everyone was like, oh, my God, yeah, no, don't cut it. And it was just, I cried. I cried. Because I thought it was just, you know, I just kind of expected it to be, and I, like, it is to an extent, like, just a trend, but also, like, people really care about me and, like what I'm doing, and they think it's cool, and I didn't think that people would be that interested, and so it's just, yeah, it means a lot to me that people are sticking around and stuff. I mean, I've got my main account back now anyway, so now that accounts for the coolest people ever get to be on that account, and I'll post awesome stuff there.
Let's talk about your amazing music, because it really does sound like an 80s soundtrack to
it.
A
really
horror movie.
Does
like it really
you.
Does
yes. And you know what, those are things that, like, even you, the titles of your songs, the title of your, like the whole theme of it, yes, like, maybe there was some inspiration from Tumblr or whatever, the actual, this is what sold, like, as in, this is what kept people coming. Like, the amount of videos I watch where people are like, why is this the best song I've ever heard? And I'm like,
I
that's
know.
So serious.
Hell yeah.
Talk to us about Do You Remember Me?
Yeah.
Because, That one, like, it actually sounds like, it sounds like it's actually from Stranger Things, which makes so much sense because, like, it's obviously an 80s based show. It really sounds like it's from Stranger Things. Like, I feel like I can see Vecna with that song. Dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So tell us about Do You Remember Me?
So I went to see The Weeknd. I don't know what he's like in real life, by the way. This does link, I promise.
Okay. I'm like, yes, you do. Tell us.
So I went to see The Weeknd at a concert, just completely not answering your question. But yeah, no. I don't know what he's like in person. I don't know if he's a nice person or what, but his music, I respect him as a performer so much. I think he's like, his live show, I went and saw him again last month. I had to go and see him again, but I saw him in June in Manchester, in England, and it was the best thing I'd ever seen ever. Like, it will, other than M83 that I also have seen, they were great too. But The Weeknd concert, the way he walked out, he had his song Take My Breath play when he walked out, and when I saw him do that, and he has this whole, like, the album version of that song has this really fucking sick, like, bass line at the beginning. It's like, bow, 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 bow. And I was like, this is sick. And there's, like, all these, like, cult members on stage while that bass line's playing. And he's got his microphone, and it's, like, shaped like a scepter. And he's, like, holding it up to everyone. Wow. I'm like, yeah, I'm eating it up.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And so after that concert, I was like, oh, my God. I need a song like that. I need a song like that for me. I need to walk out to a song like that because I would feel great. It would do wonders for my confidence and my ego. And I need that. I need to do that. So yeah. When I got home, because I stayed in Manchester overnight with my amazing friend Maddie. She's fantastic.
Yeah. Quick shout out.
Yes. Shout out to Maddie. I got home and I was like, right. I just sat on my bed, like cross-legged, like right here, just sat, like my legs crossed on my phone. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do that now. And I played a bunch of different melodies back to myself. I have a bunch of like presets that I've made that to specifically sound like, or for me to start with, like, because I don't like all of the preset stuff that GarageBand gives you. So I edit them and do them and save them. So right. I can start with something I'm already going to like, and then I can go from there. And I used one that I made. It's literally like, I called it like the squiggly 70s bass or whatever. And I used that, which isn't even 80s. That's so, I started with a 70s bass with that.
It's good. It works. Yeah. It works.
Hell yeah. But, and so I came up with that melody and I was like, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to walk out to that and it's going to be awesome. And then I added like that like drum bit at the beginning. That's like, mm-hmm. I was like, when I walk out, there's going to be like there was a whole vision. Basically, all of this exists, not because of The Weeknd, but like because I kind of because of The Weeknd. But like, I don't want to give him too much credit because like it took a little while to make it. But if I didn't go to that concert, I don't think that song would exist.
Wow,
because I was insane. I've never been so inspired in my life. Like normally I just come up with stuff. I mean, it takes a while for me to come up with stuff, but I'll be sat like in my room one day and I'll be like, I need to do this. And then I can't do anything else, which impacted my education quite a bit. Yeah. And so that song was born on GarageBand on my phone. I don't know if it's my favorite song I've ever made, but it's like one of my favorites. It's like the coolest. Yeah. It's so cool. Like, I know I'm going to say that because it's my song, but
it is so cool. It really is so cool. It's true. How did you like the wording, like, Do You Remember Me? What inspired like those words?
I don't know. That came before any of it. Like I made the whole backing track before there were any lyrics. And I was like, okay, how the fuck do I sing over that? Because at first, like listening to that song without any lyrics, just the instrumental, it sounds like it's supposed to be an instrumental. Like it didn't sound like, I listened back to it and I was like, what am I supposed to do with that? Like, this sounds like it's going to be in like a sci-fi movie, which is great. I loved that. I loved that it sounded like that. But I was like, what? And then I was like, do you remember me? But there was no O like before. It was like, oh. And I was like, this sounds great, but there needs to be something there. And I couldn't think of what to put before do you remember me. So I just said, oh. And it sounded cool.
Yeah. I love that.
I love the vision you had for it, and like the fact that you were basing what you were putting in based upon like that you feeling confident. Like, I feel like that all had to do it. It's like The Weeknd inspired you, but like that inspiration you had to just feel like the most future version of yourself. Like, you really, like, manifested the whole situation. It's so sick. I know.
You're totally going to be doing that one day.
I would love to. I would. I'm about to, like, officially... I don't know when this will come out, but it's okay. When I'm about to officially announce, like, a show that I'm doing. It'll be in London.
That's so cute. Why are we so far away?
Yeah. But no, it'll be in November. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be very cool. It's going to be in London, and the venue will be announced soon. But I've already put the link in my bio for people to like find, but I've started to like cheekily promote it, and then I'll like officially announce it. But the link's always going to be there. Just for the people that are like die hard, like they found it before anyone else. That's like a cool thing for them, I think.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Okay, I have to interrupt 1 second. Is that Tom Hiddleston in the background?
No, you aren't supposed to see that.
Oh, wait, what are you seeing? Oh, is that the other wall? Oh, my God, was it the other wall? I love that. Wait,
is that Loki?
Loki?
How did she know?
Oh, she knows. You've met the biggest Marvel Loki, fan in the world.
I know who Loki is. I love him.
God, also, fave character too. As well.
On a call with, I can't remember her name, but this lady from Wall Street Journal, I was on a call with her, and that was just in the background the whole time. And I don't know if she saw, but I like had my camera angle, and I realized halfway through, and I was like, oh my God, I was so embarrassed. And to make it even worse, I was drinking out of this mug that has, you know, Five Nights at Freddy's, the video game.
Yes, yes.
I have a mug with a character from that called Bonnie, and my friend got it for me. We actually aren't friends anymore, but she got this mug. It's not related to this mug, but she got this mug for me. And it's a picture of this like animatronic rabbit called Bonnie, and the caption is "You fat bitch" in capital letters. So I was drinking out of that mug. This woman from Wall Street Journal with a cardboard cutout of Tom Hiddleston behind me.
You are my favorite person.
Oh, you went through a tough. What'd you say that her account got hacked? You said your cat like, died.
Literally about an hour after that interview happened.
Oh my God, you are not having a fun time for that afternoon, hey?
No.
Oh my God. The meltdown I would have had, I would have been like.
I made a video about it recently. Like, I did, like, a really, like, it was really funny to do. And I did, like, a dramatic reading of all of it. But I accidentally left their fucking phone number in the top of the screen. So TikTok took it down. So I had to remake the whole video. It was, like, 2.5 minutes, which isn't that long. But, like, I edited it and I put 20 little sound effects in there. And I have to now try and, like, pretend to be genuine and, like, laugh at the same things and make the same jokes. And it's just not going to be genuine this time.
Don't you hate? I'm the worst when it comes to double checking things, so I'll post so many things for our podcast, and then she'll watch it like 20 minutes later. She's like, "You spelt this wrong," or like, "You missed out on this exact thing," or like, "You just missed a whole thing." I'm like, "Oh God, I double checked this like 20 times. Why can I not see what I'm doing?"
Dude, I'm literally the same.
Yeah,
it's so bad. In my poster thing for like the movie competition,
I only knew because you wrote about it, and I was like, oh, okay, like, I wouldn't.
And then I also felt I made another video recently, or, like, just before my account got, like, taken down for a little bit, I made a video being like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm getting big cooperations to promote my music. And then I corrected it in my caption, and I spelt corporations wrong again. I spelt it wrong for the second time.
Oh, that is so me.
Oh, God, I love that. I love it. You are my favorite person, officially.
Not my favorite person. No, you're my favorite people.
No, that is like, that's so like nice, because it's like, you're just being real in yourself, and it's authentic. And you should, I reckon you should start making TikToks with the Tom Hiddleston, because.
I should. Yeah. I will.
Yeah.
I will.
Start exploring the rest of the room.
Yes.
I think it's time for us to ask you our favorite question that we love to ask, I guess. Okay. And I'm deadly curious as to what your answer is going to be. Okay. We want to know 3 songs
that you have a personal connection to and why.
Yes, please tell us the why. Focus on the why, because some people just tell us a song and we're like, okay. Yeah, like, we need to know why.
I can give you one with like a really detailed why, yeah. and then like two others that are like ones that I just.
That can accept that. Chill, at least. Okay. As long as we have one detailed why, that's good. I just want to feel.
So, yeah, yeah, dude, my favorite song of all time ever, and it's so. People that don't get it. Mm-hmm. Okay, like it's a popular song, but it's a popular song for a reason.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
and it's so good. Midnight City by M83 is my favorite song of all.
Okay, let's just look. I don't know if I know that.
Yeah, when you said M83 before, I was like, what song is that? But we're like millennials.
That's like their most popular one. So you might know it. Because like it's just kind of rings around.
That's what they're called? That is a really good song.
Yeah, that's a great song.
So good.
Yeah. That's a very good
my
song.
My favorite of all time. Favorite song of all time. To me, it's just so, it's everything I've ever wanted to create ever. It's like the most nostalgic song ever, even though it came out in like 2011. It feels so like it could be from like just decades ago. It's the most, it's just such a fantastic song. And it's so, it makes me really emotional. It's been my favorite song for years and years and years. So I like connect it to so many memories of mine and like friends, maybe people that I'm not friends with now, but like moments and memories that meant a lot to me then and still do.
Yeah.
And I've got a tattoo. I've got an M83 tattoo. It's a moon.
I love it.
There's some clouds.
I love it.
Oh, it just feels like driving in the middle of the night and then looking outside and like maybe it's raining and you can like smell the rain and you're like driving through like a city. I mean, it's called Midnight City, but like it feels like
I know exactly
like to be like in that kind of situation, I suppose. And it's Anthony Gonzalez, who is M83. He's just this dope French guy, and he just makes the coolest shit ever. All of his albums are just so brilliant. And I was actually looking at, I didn't think they would really tour again, because like I mean, he brings like this kind of like a band around it, like that are M83. Like it, even though it's technically just kind of him, kind of like when he goes out and performs, there are other people that get involved and stuff. And I imagine they help him create a lot of the music too. And then they announced they were on tour, and then I started crying my eyes out.
Oh my god!
And I exploded. And I was the first person in the queue, like the first person. I was right at the front. It was at the Roundhouse in London, and the security guard was so awesome there. Like if anyone sat in front of us, because we were so early, there wasn't even a queue. So if anyone like sat in front of us, because they were also like trying to, he would move them, and he like, aww, we befriended this guy.
Aww.
And when I ran in, I decided I'd get merch first. And that meant that I had to be like 10 people, 11 people back in the queue. And then he walked past me when I was back in the queue with my merch, and he was like, come with me. And he put me back at the front. He put me back at the front of the queue.
Oh, don't we love people what like that?
Legends.
Oh, we need so to be friends sweet. With the security guard at Paul McCartney's concert.
I know.
Oh my God.
Good dude. Lord.
Absolutely. So Anthony came off the stage and he hugged me during my favorite song of all time. And he's the guy that made my favorite song. He
Pardon?
Came down and he saw me crying and he gave me a hug as he walked past. Like he stood with me and he hugged me.
The fuck
and
out.
It was, I can't even put into words what that meant to me. Like it was ridiculous.
Oh my God.
I couldn't even. And then when I went home, I tagged him in something and I like sent him a message and I was like, this is the best concert I've ever been to. And I went to sleep. And, you know, I have a bit of a following, but like not enough to think that anyone would say anything back to me. So I went to sleep and I was like, you know, I didn't expect anything. I just wanted to express my gratitude. And I went to sleep and I woke up and he DM'd me. He messaged me.
What?
And I was a wreck immediately. I go in my phone, I see a notification, and it's like M83 music on Instagram. And I was like, oh, I probably just like posted something, right? Like, yeah. I don't know. He's like, that's. And I clicked on it. And then we have had a conversation.
Yeah,
and
so
when
was
I responded
like...
the morning, hours later, we have had a full conversation about how I love what he does. And he remembers me, and he was like, your reaction was so inspiring. Like, it really meant a lot to me to see you like that.
Oh, my God.
That's insane. That's like...
And I can't even...
That is incredible. Isn't it wonderful how, like, he's inspired you so much, but, like, how he's explaining to you that, like, your reaction is why he does what he does as well. Like, you're both inspired. Like, that's what I love about the musician and listener connection.
Yeah, it's that just is so
fucking crazy.
He was so lovely and kind, and like in my messages, like I don't know, I knew he was French, and so like he was probably struggling a lot. Well, not struggling a lot because he can speak English, but like I with my responses, I put some like French compliments in there, and he like really appreciated that. So fantastic. I didn't think he would care. But, like not. I thought like he cares. Obviously, he cares, but like he's busy. Like, he's not going to respond to me. Like, why would you respond to me?
Like, how it usually is when you DM a celebrity. Like, you don't expect a reply.
Like, Ariana Grande has still not replied to me for the last 10 years.
And it's just wild. And, it's meant a stupid amount to me. It's been really weird recently, too. I mean, I love him so much, but, like, I've had like a couple of people that I've been a fan of on TikTok that like follow me now and talk to me, which is really weird.
Amazing.
But it's been really good. Like, Addison Rae follows me.
What?
I don't know why she does.
Of course you know why she does, because you're a genius. She left you on red. Wait, so she
left me on red.
So she followed you. You messaged her, and then she left you on red.
Yeah, but no grudges, because she's doing great. Like the pop world, she's like, Lady Gaga gave her one of her like demos that she never ended up using, which is really cool. And like, honestly, she's doing good for pop. I'm liking it. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
So
wow.
So yeah, like I mean, yeah, but you're red. Oh my goodness.
Being left on red, but, like, is like such a hurtful feeling.
I know.
I get such a gut wrenching feeling. It doesn't matter who leaves me on scene. I'm like.
But yeah, no, I was like, it was. You know, I can just kind of casually be like, Addison Rae left me on red. Like, I can't believe she did that. That's cool. I said that to my best friend, Ellie. I said that to her little sister, and she was like, huh?
Like, what?
That was really cool.
Oh, the other two songs. We'll leave those that's okay. We'll leave the other two songs for time, but that first explanation was absolutely amazing. Keys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wow. Also, but great song choice.
Great song choice.
I haven't heard the name of that in ages. I listen to it often, but like it's playing, but like I never know who sings it or what the name of it
is. Yes, I'm going to add that to my playlist. Yeah. Thank you for that.
You so should. So good. I recommend the whole Hurry Up We're Dreaming album and Fantasy, honestly. Their newest one, really, really good.
The last song that we like to ask all of our
last
guests.
Last song.
Jesus Christ.
Last song.
It's past 10
o'clock
at night.
Oh, yeah, it's like almost 10:30 at night here.
I have a 3-year-old that keeps me up all night.
Don't be sorry.
No. But that's why I fumble a lot in these night interviews. It's happened every night interview. I fumble somewhere.
Yeah, and at night interviews, I keep getting this acid reflux. I can't stop.
My stomach has started growling.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I can't stop. Sorry, we're very, like, we overly talk sometimes.
Don't even worry about it. You guys are great. I was about to say you guys should have a podcast, but that's like really like
really? Thanks.
I don't know. I feel like you guys would be really good if you guys had a podcast.
Yeah,
I don't
like know.
We
like
should
that.
Start one.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys should do that.
So the last question that we like to ask all of our guests is, if you were able to talk to your childhood self, what would you say?
Yeah, I love it. It's such a cute question. I don't want to sound like full of myself, but like I would really like to just sit with, you know, because you know she was struggling. She was really struggling.
Aww.
Like she was not doing too well. I think if I could pick any age, I'd sit with me at like. I mean, 13 is quite, not like, that's like 5 years ago. So it's not super childhood.
Are you 18?
I think if I could pick an age. 18, yeah, I'm 18.
Oh, you've done so much for 18. That's amazing.
Thank you. But yeah, I think I'd like to sit, I mean, 8-year-old, any of the ages, they'd all appreciate hearing it. But I think 13-year-old me would appreciate it the most. Just kind of be like, you know, like, yeah, you did it. You get, this is your job now. Like, And they would probably cry a lot, and I'd sit with them and I'd be like, yeah, all of that like stress and all of the shit you're going through, like, it's not actually going to be that bad in the end, and you don't have to worry about like these exams and all of these things, you know, because ultimately you know what you want to do and you end up getting to do it. And you're good at it too. You're really good at it. You might be shit at it right now at 13, because you are. You are shit at it right now. But you get good. You get good at it and it pays off. And people actually like it. I know you weren't expecting people to like it, but people do actually think it's quite cool, even though it's a little bit weird sounding. Not weird, I don't
it's
know.
It's definitely but not it's, weird sounding. But I get what you're saying. Yeah. It's just different. It's unique. Just
different. It's yeah. unique. Yeah, it's exactly right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a. I feel like what I said was really cringe. I just.
No, I think that's really wonderful.
I like the way you said it because you actually like went there and you were talking to her. I appreciate yeah. that because yeah. like it takes a lot of vulnerability to even get to that place where you're visualizing that situation.
Mm.
You mentioned like at school and exams and stuff like that. And even before mentioning like school a little bit, is that like an area like academic wise, is that something that you felt like people were always trying to like shift you towards that in rather than the creative yeah. side? Yeah.
Which I totally get because like, you know, everyone has to go to school for like, you know, a length of time and it's good. I do think that it's good to an extent because, you know, you build social skills, you make friendships, like your first proper friendships, I think form like, well, they form in school. Mm. If you go to school, like literature, I was a lit student when I did my A levels or before. I dropped out a week before my exams, which is an interesting decision to make. But I loved it. I really loved it. It was a lot because, like, I won't get into it, but just like, lots of, you know, home stuff, like a lot of people deal with. I had a lot of home issues. That really weighed me down a lot. And then school was also there. And I was getting bullied a little bit. Not to the extent that some people do, but I was getting picked on. And it affected me a lot because I was really insecure. And so there was, like, home. There was school. And then exams as well, because I'm really slow. Like, because slow in the way that, like, I always want to do my best, and so I'll sit on like one, like with English I'll sit with a question even at A level. This is why I dropped out, because I was like, I can't pass these exams. I would write like a full, like straight up, like a response that would get full marks, or like it would be so good. My first essay would be fantastic, and I might not even do any of the other questions. Like, I would be so fixated on writing something that I was proud of. Because like, that should be what it's important. That should be what's important. That should be what it's about. Because there's no way there's going to be a point in the real world where you need to write like 6 essays in 2 hours that are great. Like, and if people can do that, because some people can do that, great. But also, I feel like there has to be, if you're writing at that speed and you're writing that much, like you may, and like you, and you do really well, there's definitely going to be a structure that you're following. And I feel like that takes away. Obviously, you need to follow a structure a little bit when you're writing an essay to make it, like, coherent. But, like, I feel like at that point, you're just really following what you're being told to follow. And my essays were so fun and cool, and I was always so proud of them. And it was, yeah. But, yeah, anyway, I could go on a rant about why I hate the education system so much. I think it should all be coursework-based, because that makes sense, because that's a proper... that's more about you and not about like how quickly and how well you can remember things. Because in the real world, like, you're going to be able to just Google shit anyway, and you are going to Google shit. And yeah, I didn't have many friends. I mean, in primary school, I didn't have any friends. I had my own nature group, but the nature group was me. Aww. I was the nature group.
I was the president and leader. Like, yeah. That's so sweet. Yeah.
And I loved it. And I actually used to get in trouble because I used to move all of the bugs around. I shouldn't have done that because they were just trying to live their lives, and I would just pick up these little beetles and these little woodlice. I don't know the plural bugs, woodlice. Yeah, just bugs, and I would pick them up and I'd like move them around. I made them little houses and things, and that's what I did.
Oh my
and
then goodness. In secondary school,
yeah, in secondary school, if you do that, you get bullied. So I had to stop doing that, which was horrible.
Don't worry, I actually relate with you very much with the bug thing. I don't think anyone else, I've ever been able to relate with someone so much about that specifically in primary school, because I had like my group of friends, but I was neurodivergent and I obviously didn't I didn't understand a lot of what they were doing at that time, and I didn't even understand myself. So I kind of always kind of segregated on my own, and I would spend most of my like recesses and lunches just playing with worms. Like, I was obsessed with worms, and I would do the same thing, like build them in houses. And it's like I had Barbie dolls, but of worms.
Yeah.
And I was obsessed with them all the way up until grade six. And I remember moving primary schools and someone making fun of me, and then it just killed my spirit.
Yeah.
So I, nature group, I would have been part of your nature group. Don't worry.
I know. I used to like making mud soup. So
yeah.
I can totally understand you. I think, from that point of view, when it came to friends and stuff, I had a really hard time as well, so I can relate to you. I used to, like, my best friend at the time, yeah, the only reason why she let me hang out with her was because I used to give her my lunch.
No!
So I totally understand you. And even from the home point of view, I had, don't get me wrong, I had, like, a good childhood in brackets, but there was always like a lot of dramas with my parents and stuff. They divorced, not divorced, they separated a lot while I was growing up. So I totally understand you.
Oh, it's just, yeah, it definitely had like an effect on me. Like I won't go into it too much. I have a decent relationship with them. It could be better, but it could be better with anybody. Any like, yeah, I don't know.
Of course.
Yeah. We get on. But yeah, just growing up, like, and obviously like being like 13, that's when you start to like question things too, and you start to get really suspicious of everything. And like that was kind of when it, like, something happened as well that was like relatively major at that age, and so it just kind of like spiraled, and then it just, whatever, it was a lot. And yeah, but then school and everything, all of it happening at once, and I just,
it's a lot. It's so hard to handle.
It was. And yeah, and then I lived like with my nan for a while to kind of deal with it. And then when I came back home, and then I went to did my A-levels at sixth form and started to do my A-levels anyway. I mean, I liked it a bit more because it was like you get a little bit more control over it, I suppose. And like there's more of it's coursework based, so there's that thing that I like. There's still exams, but there's some of it is coursework, and I love coursework, and I always did really well in my coursework too, which is really cool. I mean, I was talking to, I have an accountant now, cool, and she said that like she dropped out when she did her A-levels, and she's like a really dope accountant now at like a cool firm, and she was talking to me about how she went and she just worked with those guys after she finished school. Like, she got an internship and she worked way up like that. And she's doing great. There are so many other options.
It's hard to believe that something that happens so early on in your life, how they make you feel like it will literally dictate what happens to the rest of your life. It's such a small, little, insignificant part.
Is like, I remember, like, I don't know what it's called for you guys. Do you guys have GCSEs?
Is that like VC? Is that like the last year score?
It's the exam before A-levels.
Is A-levels like, so, like universe? Like, what exactly is
A-levels? You'd be like, A-levels is the exam that you take when you're like 17, you take it at like 17, 18.
Yeah.
And then GCSEs is the one you take at 15, 16.
Okay. Or like what's that massive exam called? G something. We have that. I just don't remember what it was called.
Yeah.
Because that was like over 10 years ago for us.
Sorry. We're pretty old.
Yeah. So we definitely have that. I just don't remember what it's called.
Yes.
But yeah. For the GCSEs, like the first set that like aren't really that important, like in the grand scheme of things, they're just like, no one's ever gonna look at your like resume or whatever and look for your GCSEs. Like, people don't even really put them on there.
No, I just want to say that I really enjoyed your answer. I'm so glad that you were like really able to comfort your childhood self and say to them like, I know it's hard now, but, you know, you're going to do what you end up loving, and, you know, don't worry about all the hard stuff that people are kind of pushing you to do. Don't worry about that. You're going to be okay. Yeah. So I'm really glad that you're able to say that to yourself.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It's just, I don't know, like, not to, like, you know, toot my own horn and stuff, but, like, I really I think I'm like about to make it, maybe. I don't know what that means, but like, I've been speaking to like all of the record labels that I love. Like, I saw the Daft Punk Suits in person.
Oh my god, the other week. That's so cool. Oh my god, the fuck is like a dream. Oh, I need to go. Holy moly.
And I went in there and I got to I've been in the Sony building, I've been in the Universal building. Like, it's happening.
Yeah,
and
it's
like, I'm probably gonna get signed. It's just really cool. And like, I'm even if I don't, I'm gonna be able to move next year. Like early next year, I'm looking at moving into my own place at 18 years old in this economy.
Yeah, that's so true. Oh my god, and in the UK, that's insane. UK. Oh my god,
wow.
Yeah, I felt like a failure until recently.
That is amazing.
Even though my music was doing really well before Zapotha, like, I'd had like a viral song already and I was making money from that and it was really cool. I just still felt like, you know, everyone's picking out their unis and it was like, oh, and I was just like not doing that. I mean, I was doing other stuff that I enjoyed, but at the time I wasn't taking into consideration the fact that I enjoyed it and that they might not enjoy it.
And you seem like you have a very good head on your shoulders. You know what you want.
Yeah.
You know, so just don't be afraid to go for it.
I hope so.
Yeah, and I hope you're celebrating yourself. Like, I'm glad that you're feeling that feeling and you're allowing yourself to feel that feeling, like it's happening, and you're not like in a phase of like pretending it's not happening and in denial, because it really is happening for you right now. Like, these are massive things and you should just, I literally want you to like just jump up and down and scream, because like you deserve to fully celebrate.
Yeah. I had a day where I had four interviews, not interviews, but like meetings with labels in one day, and I went down to London and it was really cool. And after my second meeting, and at the end, but after my second meeting, I went into the toilets at the Universal building. And I cried. I like wept because I was like, oh my god, oh my god. And then I had to come out and pretend I was fine. And I had to like be all cool, and I was like, yeah, let's go. It was awesome. And then And then I just had a little this sounds so stupid. This sounds so dumb. Oh, but yeah, I got in a cab to get back to the train station, and I was just looking out the window, and I was listening to Midnight City, of course, because of course I was listening to that song, and I was just crying, and I was looking outside, and it was nighttime. It was really cool.
I love moments really, like really that. Cool. It's such a, like, I have to say, like, there's something about neurodivergence, like, I link it to neurodivergence because it's the only thing I can kind of link it to, but, like, being able to have such an emotionally rich life because you just are so in tune with your feelings, and you can just cry on the train and have like that full movie moment because you're fully feeling it. And it's such a beautiful part of being able to feel our feelings as much as we do.
Exactly. I totally agree.
Yeah. I also totally love how much you love concerts, because it's like right where we're at as well. And it's really cool to hear
them.
It all kind of has, everything we've spoken about has sort of all linked into each other, because like, do you feel like from the time that you like saw M83 in concert to like now, it's all been like since that moment that's when this all started like proper hitting?
It's really felt like that. I mean, like, I had like a moment before, but like it never really clicked in my head because I do it all on my phone, and I'm just sat in my room, and then I go outside and I turn my phone off and it's gone, basically. Like, it's not gone, but you know, like I would be able to turn my phone off and stop thinking about it. Like, if I saw something I didn't like or whatever, it's just, that's it. That's it for the day. But now, like, I've been recognized a couple of times, and stuff has happened to that concert. And I'm actually going to a concert in next month to see, I don't know if you know Hemlock Springs. She's really, really great. She's been promoting herself in a very similar way to me. Like, she just kind of puts her music just on TikTok, sort of similar to Isabel I mentioned earlier. And I realized recently, like, that kind of crowd, if I go to this concert, there might be a lot of people there that know me, which will be really weird. It'd be awesome. It'd be really cool if it does happen. Like, there's this meme page that I follow that followed me back a little while ago, because they really like my music, which is really cool. And we're actually going to meet at this concert with friends now.
That's so cool. Like, so you and the meme page. Oh, I cannot wait. Honestly, your career is, like, It's just the beginning. Like, yes. I can't wait to see, like, what happens.
It'd be so cool to...
I will be here. I will be back here. Yes. I will totally...
Oh, my God. You just...
If I can. I
you just talk... I'll be back here. You just pull your words out of your labels are like, no, you cannot talk to them.
Right. You just took the words out of my mouth because I was about to say it'd be so cool to check in with you, like, a year from now and just see, like, what has happened.
Yes. Can we please, absolutely. You know?
Yes, I would love that.
Yes.
Plus, we're traveling to Europe next year, so maybe we can all meet each other one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going at the same time, but we'll all separate.
Yes.
Yeah. But I would love
that. That'd be an idea.
Yeah, you're that'd be honestly such a beautiful energy, and you bring so much. Like, I actually love how much you're bringing to the episode and how much you're bringing to, like, of yourself right now. And it just makes me very happy.
No,
you're such a person that's so deserving of everything that you're receiving right now.
100%.
It's so beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. You guys are amazing too. You guys are fantastic. You guys are so lovely, and you should start a podcast because you'd make a really good podcast if you started a podcast.
Look, sort of, like, I feel like we've heard that before. Yeah, she blew me away.
She really blew me away, and she was so welcoming to us as well. Even though she was on our podcast.
I know.
She was just so welcoming to us.
I know. I
felt so loved.
I know. I left feeling like I have, like, this friend that I'm going to forever have for the rest of my life.
I know.
Please like us.
Please. Everyone listening.
We just want friends.
That's it.
No, I really, really, I just felt very, very bonded with her.
Yes, bonded.
Bonded. We bonded really well. Bonded. And it just makes me so, so happy that people are out there that are as creative as her getting recognized for their work. And honestly, she's making moves in this industry, and we're so excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, I've got a feeling she's going to be huge.
I actually have no doubt.
No doubt. No doubt at all.
Yes. Before we know it, she's going to be meeting, I was going to say Benedict Cumberbatch, but I realized that is not who we're talking about in episode, Tom Hiddleston.
Why do I get those two mixed up all the time?
Well, Doctor Strange, yeah, I know.
Loki.
But Loki. But yes, I have no doubt she'll be meeting our Loki soon.
Yes.
And then, like, screaming, being like,
Loki. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We really hope you enjoyed it. Please follow us on all podcast apps.
Yes.
And on our socials.
Yes, we'd really appreciate it. And if you like what you've listened to today, give us a 5 out of 5 rating. It helps us out.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Mm. Some of our previous guests have been in the episodes before this one. So if you're new to the podcast, please make sure you go give them a listen.
Yeah.
If you like what you've heard, there's also some other episodes, just the two of us talking about mental health, talking about life and music.
We talk a lot of smack.
We talk smack.
Smack. Yeah. All right, guys. We will see you next week with our next episode, obviously. Why did I say that?
Okay.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.